Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the Highland Robotics team known as the Finger Titans. The team just competed at the first championship world competition in St. Louis over April 26th through the 29th. I spoke with several members of the Finger Titans, Matt Butler, Nathan Butler, Connor Cermak, Lane Griffiths, Sam Smith, Jack Streb, and Luke Van Skoik. This is the first part of a two-part interview.
I think it was just last weekend that you guys were at the Worlds competition in St. Louis. Yep. If one of you could just share how it was that you got from competing at state to something like Worlds, or if there was anything, competitions in between them that led you to St. Louis.
So our last competition that we participated in was the Iowa State competition. That was all the teams in Iowa competing against each other. There is a stage between that and Worlds known as Super Regionals, in which 14 states compete in one area. We didn't advance to this one because we were knocked out in the finals in Iowa. But we ended up earlier last fall, in, I don't know, maybe October, we signed up for a wild card drawing for teams that could get drawn to go to Worlds, just depending on how, you know, many years you'd been a team, that type of criteria. And we pretty much forgot about it until, 4 weeks ago now, 5 weeks ago, when we got the email that said that we'd been drawn to go to Worlds. So,
how did it feel receiving that email, knowing that you were having the chance to go to Worlds?
It was like a mixture of, oh, cool, this is awesome, and oh, crap, we actually have to get working again, because our robot was in a stage of assembled but not working, and it was kind of a mad rush after that to fix it, improve it, and get it working again.
Tell me about the weekend. What was the highlights of the things that you either got to do or see at the competition?
As soon as we arrived in St. Louis that night, we went out to eat, and it took place in Union Station at St. Louis. And in the middle of it, there's a beautiful man-made lake there that has these flowers on it. And we heard music playing, and when we went out there and looked, there was fire coming out of them. They have a big display using fire coming out of the flowers, and all of the lights around the whole area are programmed to go with the music, so the colors change and they flash. So it was a really great start, and then actually during the competition, talking to the teams and competing was a blast.
A highlight for me, we went to a baseball game that Friday, the St. Louis Cardinals game, and the first 30,000 fans in the stadium got a Bruce Sutter garden gnome. So we all got our own Bruce Sutter garden gnome because we were the first 30,000, and I sat behind Nathan, Matt, Luke, and Sam, some of my teammates, and they pulled their gnomes out and started playing with them like they were dolls, like making them talk and scenarios and stuff.
But that's besides the point. I think so. I had the actual competition. One of the neatest things for me was all the countries that were represented there. How the game works is you're randomly paired up with other teams throughout the competition. So we were paired up with a team from India, a team from Romania,
Jamaica,
along with teams from New York and all across the United States throughout the day. And we had a team from Greece that was staying in our hotel that we ended up talking to quite a bit, just whenever we saw them. So yeah, just all the nationalities represented there was really impressive.
And on the flip side of that, also all the teams from Iowa, there was 7 teams from Iowa that we were able to talk to, teams that we've competed with the whole year, that we were able to just see how they were doing, cheer for each other, things like that.
Yeah, actually a team from Davenport, Iowa won the Grand Championship overall award it's called the Inspire Award, but it's the Big Daddy.
Would you say that most of the teams that were competing were from the States, especially with Iowa having so many teams there as well, what the popularity of robotics is in the Midwest and such?
So there are about 128 teams, I think, there. Mm-hmm. I'd say about 3/4 of them were probably from the United States, but that's because we have so much more to do with robotics and stuff. In other countries and across seas, they don't have as many teams, but Asia has probably the second most combined with the compared to the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. Two of the states that have the most First Tech Challenge, our robotics teams is, I believe it's Iowa and Michigan. Or is New
California
York
and Texas.
So I tried. I guess they weren't. California and Texas were at a different competition the weekend before.
So the World Championships, this is the first year they've done this. They divided it up. They had one in Houston and one in St. Louis. We went to the one in St. Louis with a bunch of the teams from, we were the North and East regional of the States, and a bunch of teams from Europe and a few from Asia. All the other teams from everywhere else, South America, et cetera, went down to Houston with the teams from the South and the West.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Highland Robotics team, the Finger Titans. You just heard the first part of the interview, and the second interview will be aired tomorrow. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.